Welcome back to Listen Room. I hope you enjoy episode 2. Episode 2, The Lake. Mary was just 7 years old, and she moved in with her uncle next to a big lake. She lived in a log cabin with no running water and only a wood stove to give off heat. There was no power, so she used candles to do her homework and read fantasy books that her mother had given her. Her mother and father were not dead, just away on a trip, a very long one. That's what her uncle said. But they would be back. They would be back. They'd be back when Mary turns 16. Mary couldn't wait to be 16. She was 12 now. Her dark brown hair back in 2 long braids. She played on her swing right over the lake. But she had no friends. Although she went to school at a nearby one, the town school, she still had no friends. No one would want to play with her. She either thought she was too shy or she just wasn't likable. One night, she had a dream of being by the lake. She was by the lake, so she was at her uncle's cabin. But something was different about this dream. She was by a lake, but the same lake she was on, but not the log cabin. The log cabin wasn't there. Instead, a small wood cabin, white, painted, with light sky blue trim for the windows. It was beautiful. Inside, she could smell something cooking. An apple pie, her favorite. There she saw her mother and father laughing. And she saw herself too, reading a book, not by a candle, but by a lamp with power. There was a sink in that house, a sink with running water, and there was a heater right by the living room where a fire should be. Now, you would think that Mary liked this dream, but it scared her. She did not like it. She liked the part about her parents, but not about the running water, or the power, or the heater. She didn't want those things to change. She always thought she had, but when seeing this dream, she realized that was just making everything easier. She liked the challenge. She liked the excitement when the power went out on those rainy days. She liked sleeping by the light of the moon and not power. The thought of power scared her, and she woke up. The moon wasn't there. She walked to her window. Then she saw a little flicker in the water. The moon. But why had the moon gone down to the water and not stayed up in the sky? Mary was confused. But when she looked down, she noticed it was not the moon. A silver leaf, shimmering from the moon above her, where she had not looked. And the moon had something familiar about it. It was like the sun in the daytime. It gave her just enough light that she needed to do her homework. And so did the candles. That's all she needed.